Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall. We're talking about where we are with our packers in the beef industry in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Had the opportunity to catch up and talk for a few moments at the end of this last week with Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he offered us some ideas on where we are on getting beef packers back up online across the country.
What we have seen throughout this week is a lot of stability. You know, we're not out of the woods yet, but we are in a much more stable position than we were even a week ago. And it looks like the Cargill Meat Solutions plant in Schuyler, Nebraska, that's the only one that's currently closed in the beef complex. It looks like it's going to open up again on Monday. We know that they have been out there buying cattle for delivery next week, so we expect that to happen. So on Monday, we will have 100% of the beef plants online. They, of course, will be operating at different percentage capacity. But I do believe we're going to continue to see this increase in weekly harvest, and that will help us start to work through the backlog of fed cattle that are out there. You know, we need to get through that backlog just as quickly as we can. And I do believe that the executive order the president put in place invoking the Defensive Production Act has helped us achieve some of this packer stability.
And Woodall offered a word of assurance for consumers.
There are still some localized shortages out there. A lot of it depends upon how close you are to the impacted packers and what the distribution system is, and also what your local grocery chain is. But we've also seen that you can have a meat case that's empty on one day and be full again the next day, and we are still producing beef every single day. So our message to the consumer has been very clear. You're going to have beef for Memorial Day, so you can have that hamburger, you can have that steak, and if for some reason your local grocery store just doesn't have it today, go back tomorrow and you'll probably find it.
One other question, Colin. I know that in regards to this whole thing of trying to manage the cattle that have been backed up, there are some folks out there, in fact, one particular group that's proposed a kind of a fed cattle set aside. What's NCBA's thoughts on something like that?
So this set aside program, in effect, would pay feedlot operators for keeping their market-ready cattle, those fed cattle, a little bit longer and until they can find a spot in those packing plants to move them. The estimate is $2.90 per head per day, and the whole idea is to try to help offset some of the feed costs. It won't offset all the costs, but some of the feed costs. And that's just to help us continue to keep these animals healthy, because we as an industry don't utilize euthanasia as a management tool. You know, there are times where you have to euthanize animals, but we don't do it on the same scale that you have seen in both the pork and the poultry industries, and we don't want to do that. And so this program, I believe, will go a long way in helping us make sure that we don't have to euthanize animals, and because that's just a terrible signal to send from our industry. It's a terrible signal to send to the consumers, and this set aside could help us. So NCBA is working right now through our cattle marketing working group to make some tweaks, and I do believe that this probably will be a part of our next ask to Congress. But it'll also be a part of an additional ask for cow-calf producers and stockers as well.
Colin Woodall on a proposal circulating that could help us manage fed cattle backed up right now because of coronavirus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex efforts, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.